And good day, ladies and gentlemen. All sites are now on the conference line, and thank you for joining our call this morning, which officially kicks off What's Legal, a public information effort to educate Oregonians about the state's new recreational marijuana laws. Today's conference is being recorded. At any time during the conference, you may register to ask a question by pressing the star and one on your touch-tone phone. At any time, if you found that your question has already been answered, you may withdraw yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. At this time, it is now my pleasure to turn the program over to Mr. Tom Towsley. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Today, we're launching a campaign to educate Oregonians about the new recreational marijuana law that goes into effect on July 1. We want people to know that while marijuana becomes legal on July 1, there are limits, and we want them to know what those limits are. The theme of the campaign is What's Legal? Educate Before You Recreate. We're providing people with what we consider to be impartial, non-judgmental information about this campaign and about the law. So the campaign has been put together with the help of Metropolitan Group. It will include social media, radio, newspaper ads, and we'll be able to field any questions via the website from anybody who wants to dig deeper into what happens on July 1. I should probably say that really what happens on July 1 is fairly simple. It allows people to possess and use marijuana in limited amounts and to prohibit them from selling it or smoking it in public. The real basis of this campaign is asking people to be responsible, know what the law is, and act accordingly. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to register to ask a question, you may do so by pressing the star and one on your touch-tone phone. At any time, if you found that your question has already been answered, you may withdraw yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. And once again, it is star and one to ask a question. And we'll go first to the side of Chris Lehman with OPB. Your line is open.
Hi, Tom. When you say it prohibits from smoking in public, how is public defined? I mean, I'm sure we can think of some hypothetical situations, you know, like somebody's front porch, for example, or, you know, how is public exactly defined?
Well, it's defined in the law, and I can't quote the law chapter and verse to you, Chris, but if you look at Measure 91, it does define public. I will also tell you that, you know, defining the difference between public and private is probably an entire area of law. What we're telling people to do is that if somebody can see you smoking pot, you're probably in public. So if you're confined to your house or your backyard or private property, you're good. But if you're on the street, you're in a park, certainly not in a bar or tavern, that would be considered public. So it's really sort of a common sense sort of approach. It would be very difficult to parse what exactly all the implications of public versus private are, but the rule of thumb is that if somebody can watch you, you're probably in public.
Thank you. And once again, to register to ask your question is star and one. And we'll go next to Paul Hansen with KFLS Radio. Your line is open.
Thank you. Tom, how much did the state contract with Metropolitan Media for in $1 million?
The contract was for $350,000. It's money that was included in the budget that the legislature was given gave to the OLCC for the rest of this biennium, which ends on June 30th. I should say that this is money that is borrowed from the liquor fund and will be repaid over time. I don't know the exact numbers of the educational campaigns that Colorado and Washington did, but I'm pretty sure this one is much more much smaller.
Thank you.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question is star and one. We'll pause a moment to allow any additional questions to queue. And we do have several more questions that just queued up. We'll go next to Lizzie Duffy with Oregon Public Broadcasting. Your line is open.
Hi, I was just wondering...
Speak up a little bit, Lizzie.
Oh, sure. How soon will pot be actually available for sale, and is there any more consideration of having medical marijuana dispensaries carry recreational pot?
Well, those are decisions that are left to the legislature. And what the OLCC is doing is we're operating right now with Measure 91 as it was approved by voters last November. Under that scenario, recreational marijuana will be available through retail outlets probably in the third quarter of 2016. So that issue and others are still in front of the legislature. If they change any of those dates, we'll be ready to make whatever adjustments we have to make.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll go next to Julie Schultz with News Review Media Company. Your line is open.
Hi, I'm actually stepping in for Julie for today. My question actually is there any limitations upon advertising when it comes to the medical marijuana or dispensaries basically showcasing what they have to offer?
The OLCC does not regulate medical marijuana. You're going to have to ask the Oregon Health Authority that question.
Okay.
If you want to talk about recreational marijuana, I'm happy to do that.
Are there limitations upon that then? On which, what they
there have been discussions about advertising and making sure that none of the recreational marijuana products appeal to children.
Okay.
There's issues with that are largely free speech, constitutional issues, and we're going to have to work through those through the Rule Advisory Committee. And find a way to limit or at least regulate advertising so it doesn't appeal to children without infringing on people's free speech rights or the right to sell their product.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And we'll go next to Chris Lehman with OPB. Your line is open.
Tom, could you tell us a little bit more about the public outreach elements to this campaign? How are you going to, I mean, I know you have the website, of course, but how are you going to, you know, actually reach people, particularly the target audience here?
Well, there's several platforms here. The major audience for this campaign are 18 to 35-year-olds, so we're relying heavily on social media. There'll also be radio ads and some paid media and earned media and reaching out to various partners around the state who have audiences that may be interested in this issue and want to get this information out to their constituents. The website If you go to the website, you have the ability to print out information such as posters and other information that you could, you know, conceivably use in a bar or a tavern. There's also reaching out to rural communities and to multicultural communities. And we'll have a Spanish language version of everything, close to everything.
Thank you, and we'll go next to Paul Hansen with KFLS Radio. Your line is open.
Thank you. Tom, let me go back just briefly to that public-private question you got right at the beginning. What is the status with motels and hotels? Is that up to the motel or hotel to set the policy, or is there a law the legislature is looking at? What can you tell us about that?
Well, no smoking is no smoking. If you have a hotel or a bed and breakfast and you have no smoking in your rooms, it applies as much to marijuana as it does to cigarettes or anything else. It also, Measure 91 does not affect landlord-tenant law. So if you rent an apartment or a house under condition that there's no smoking, it's not affected by legalization of marijuana.
Thank you.
Paul, I should also say that employment law is not affected by this either.
Right, yeah, there was a Supreme Court ruling, I guess, the other day in Colorado. On that.
Correct. Let me tell all of you that there will be a press release out in about 45 minutes or so that will give you a link to the website. If I haven't mentioned it, it's whatslegaloregon.com. You should have that press release by 11 o'clock.
Thank you, sir. And we'll go next to the site of Reed Andrews with KATU. Your line is open.
Yeah, Tom, I'm wondering, advertising, is it going to be monitored by someone at the OLCC, or will it essentially rely on other marijuana businesses to, you know, report their competitors if they feel like something is not up to par?
Probably a little bit of both. We're still writing the rules about advertising, but the OLCC will keep an eye on it, and I'm sure that others in the marijuana industry will be more than happy to share their thoughts about other people's advertising with us.
Okay. And lastly, if the legislature goes forward and pushes forward sales anywhere from, you know, 10 to 13 months, is it the OLCC's stated preference that that is just flower sales and that edibles go along in the fall of 2016?
Sort of remains to be seen, Reed. Edibles are a more complicated issue than just selling marijuana in flower or leaf form. We'll have to take a look at what the legislature does if they do anything in this area. We had originally considered delaying edibles for a while. Now I think we may be able to get them, you know, back on track. But there are issues with edibles and processing that we need to work through with the Rules Advisory Committee.
Thank you.
And we'll go next to the site of Arashi Young with the Scanner News. Your line is open.
Hi. So you mentioned that you were going to have a culturally specific outreach. Are you planning anything in particular for the African American community?
Well, there will be some newspaper ads, and hopefully we'll target the African American with that. We also have some related partners, such as the Urban League, and we need to start working on that as soon as we get done here, reaching out to those partners and others. That's the next step in this program. If you have some suggestions, I'm more than happy to hear them.
I can get back to you on that one.
That'd be great. Please do.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question is star and one. And we'll go next to Tracy Berry with KKNU-FM. Your line is open.
I'm guessing you're getting a lot of random questions from the public as we head toward July 1st. Can you characterize some of the most frequent misconceptions and maybe clarify them? I don't know if you're having people saying, well, now is it just four plants in my house, or if I have four adults living there, we can have 16, or anything along those lines?
You know, it pretty much runs the gamut. It's not unlike the questions that I've been asked this morning, what's public and what's private. One of the common questions is if recreational marijuana means that I can grow four plants at home and I have a medical marijuana card that allows me to grow six, does that mean I can grow 10? That's not a question I've been able to get an answer to as yet. So a lot of the confusion, not confusion, but the questions come around whether or not there's going to be a merging of the medical and recreational marijuana programs. So
basically, you and the OHA need to kind of figure out that gray area before you can really firmly answer a lot of those questions.
Well, that's going to be up to the legislature, what they want to do in merging the two programs, if at all.
And we'll go next to Camilla Mortensen with Eugene Weekly. Your line is open.
Hi. One of the things that questions we've gotten is whether there's any restriction on the home grows in terms of children in the home or children or schools or preschools nearby a home grow.
Children in the home is not addressed in the law in Measure 91. Measure 91, however, does say that there's restrictions on marijuana growing within 1,000 feet of a school.
Okay.
The legislature may also address that issue, and we may address it as well in the rulemaking process. I believe the medical marijuana dispensary program allows or prohibits dispensaries within 1,000 feet of a school and within 1,000 feet of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we're going to go that direction or not remains to be seen.
Okay.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is star and one to register to ask a question. We'll pause another moment to allow any additional questions to queue. And we'll go next to Larry Coonrod with Lincoln County. Your line is open.
I joined a little late, so sorry if this was asked. The possession of marijuana becomes legal July 1st, but what about how do people legally obtain either plants or the drug itself? Isn't this kind of creating a bit of a black market, putting the cart before the horse?
You know, the OLCC can't help people with that question. We sort of jokingly refer to this as the Immaculate Conception portion of the law, where people get marijuana on July 1 to begin growing it. It's not something we can offer any advice or direction on. I will tell you that in our meetings with people around the state, we've learned that Oregonians are extremely resourceful.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, and we'll go next to Chris Lehman with OPB. Your line is open.
Hi, Tom. Just to bounce off the question from two questions ago about children, I believe that question was about whether, you know, children can be around in a home where it's being grown. Are there any restrictions on children being in the presence of somebody using it? I mean, assuming that it otherwise meets, you know, it's in private and so forth.
You know, what the law says is that anyone under the age of 21 cannot use or possess marijuana. being in the presence of others who are smoking it is sort of a gray area. But one of the overriding principles of Measure 91 is to protect children as much as possible. I think there's also a personal responsibility aspect to this on the part of adults and how they consume marijuana and how they talk to their children about this and what they do with children in the home. There's only so much that laws can do. Personal responsibility is always an important factor when it comes to issues like this.
Thank you, and we'll go next to Tracy Berry with KKNU-FN. Your line is open.
Tom, just a quick question about, since this all starts going into effect this summer, can you talk about with the What's Legal campaign, how you'll be applying that on the state's public college and university campuses as students from around the country start coming back for the start of classes this fall?
They're definitely on the list of partners that we need to reach out to, and we're going to start doing that later this today. You're right about that. That it's the college community is definitely an audience for this, and we'll make sure that college administrators and others are well aware of what this campaign is and what the information is we're providing, and with the hopes that they'll share it with their students at the appropriate time.
Thank you, and we'll go next to Lizzie Duffy with Oregon Public Broadcasting. Your line is open.
I'm just wondering if the OLCC has determined when business applications will be available for recreational sale.
Right. Under Measure 91, the OLCC is required to begin accepting applications for grower, processor, wholesaler, and retail licenses on January 4th of 2016. That's just the accepting of the applications. It's going to take us a little bit of time after that to begin reviewing the applications. The plan right now is to give priority to the growers licenses for obvious reasons, and we'll deal with the retail licenses when there's actually a product for them to sell.
Thank you.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is star and one to ask a question. We'll pause a moment to allow any additional questions to queue. And we'll go back to Larry Coonrod with Lincoln County. Your line is open.
Yeah, I'm still a little unclear about the growing marijuana at home if you have children in the house. Could you clarify that?
Well, the law allows four plants per residence. That's per house, not per resident of the house. So, and if there are children in the house, there's nothing to prevent people from growing marijuana. But, you know, keeping it away, you know, it's illegal under Measure 91 for anyone under the age of 21 to use or possess marijuana. But as I said earlier, there's clearly a question of personal responsibility and parental responsibility here. There's nothing to prohibit anybody from growing marijuana on their property just because they have children in the house.
And does that apply to if they're within 1,000 feet of a school?
No, you can't grow marijuana within 1,000 feet of a school.
Okay, so even in your private house, you cannot grow marijuana if you're within 1,000 feet of a school.
Correct.
Thank you.
And we'll go next to Arishi Young with the Scanner News. Your line is open.
So going back to the business applications, You say that you're receiving them. Is there information on there if, say, someone wants to start a manufacturing, like a plant to process? I mean, where would someone find that information to start a business?
Well, we're developing that now. We're still writing the rules, and we'll be doing that through the summer. The Oregon Liquor Control Commission will adopt rules sometime this fall, and the OLCC is committed to going around the state and holding seminars to help people understand the application process. And that would be in advance of the January 4th date when we begin accepting applications. There will be an online-only application process. That online application is being built as we speak, and the details of that will be made available later this year.
So what you're saying is that people at January 4th, they would have been working with you to figure out what you needed throughout the year before that point.
That's the plan, yes.
Okay.
And we'll go next to Paul Hansen with KFLS Radio. Your line is open.
Thank you. Tom, have any rules been written regarding how drivers would be tested for driving under the influence? Would it be, I don't know, breathalyzer, urine, blood, or has that been determined yet?
There's no test that I know of for determining if somebody's driving under the influence of marijuana. Driving impaired has always been illegal, regardless of what you're impaired by. And I think the police are very good at identifying impaired drivers, and I might anticipate that in the days and weeks following July 1, they'll probably be a little more alert to that issue. But it's no different after July 1 than it is today. Driving impaired is illegal.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is star and one to register to ask a question. We'll pause another moment to allow any additional questions to queue. And at this time, I'm showing no further questions in queue.
Well, listen, thank all of you very much. When you get to the news release, you'll see that my email address and my phone numbers are on there. If you have additional questions, please give me a call, and I'll be around for another month or 6 weeks, and then I'll go back to being retired. And thank you all very much.
I'll just add that on the website there is some key art that's available for download under the share page.